Thank you for joining us on Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Every year, Cancer Connection rededicates itself to helping people beat the odds against cancer by organizing an annual race, a run walk. Joining us to tell us more is the race director, Kim Masseth, and past board member. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
And Ruth Johnson, Cancer Connection board member and the Beat the Odds chair. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, you guys have big jobs organizing this race. Before we get into that, I just wanted to ask each of you to introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Cancer Connection. We'll start with you, Kim.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Kim Masseth, and like Shelley said, I'm a past board member of Cancer Connection, and I'm currently the race director for the past 3 years for Beat the Odds. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be on the board any longer, but this is one way that I can help contribute to this great organization, which is a local nonprofit that helps cancer patients all around Southeast with a variety of programs. And I really love the organization, and I'm glad to be still part of it.
How did you first get involved with Cancer Connection?
I used to be involved volunteering through American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, and that went away in Juno, and this local organization that helps cancer patients here locally had a position open, and so I just jumped on it. Luckily, I haven't been affected by cancer myself, but I have had some family, friends, neighbors that have been affected by cancer, so I really love and support that this organization and the programs that they offer.
Is that sort of what motivates you to stay involved?
Yes, definitely.
Great. Thank you. And turning to you, Ruth, you're a board member of Cancer Connection. You're the chair for the Beat the Odds race. Would you introduce yourself and tell me how you got involved?
Sure. My name's Ruth Johnson, and I became involved since the beginning with the founder, Mike Miller, was the swim team coach at the time when he was diagnosed with an inoperable form of cancer and decided if he survived, he really wanted to contribute to supporting cancer patients in the community because it's a scary, lonely diagnosis when in those days, you were always getting on a plane and flying out of town, you know, and we have more services here locally now. But that was his main mission with the organization, and I was on the board of the swim team at the time. And so he recruited me to help him get things started with Cancer Connection, and we've been around ever since. And like Kim said, I haven't personally been affected by cancer either. It's always ironically to say I'm not a survivor.
Of cancer.
Of cancer. But definitely been touched in my life in many ways by cancer.
I mean, you've been involved with Cancer Connection. You've been helping out, been volunteering for a long time. So, you know, what would you say motivates you to keep going?
The need. And my mother was a consummate volunteer. I was raised to be a community volunteer and contributor. And so there was a time in my life where I was spread a little thin. When I narrowed things down, Cancer Connection as the organization I chose to stay with over all these years.
That's great. I mean, there's so many causes out there. There's so many volunteer opportunities, you know, to really focus on something like this, something so specific, you know. You must feel a strong need to help.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the race. What is the Beat the Odds race? Is it a 5K? Is it a fundraiser? What's it all about?
You want to take the race, Kim?
Sure. So Beat the Odds is a 2-mile walk for those that don't feel like running. Then there's also a 5K race. Most people run it, but you're definitely willing to walk it as well. You're able to walk it as well. The 5K race is part of the NAO Cup series, which is associated with the Juno Trail and Roadrunners. So runners associated with that will gain their NAO Cup points. The walkers, there's no points for that. You come out and walk. And we're out at, we start at the Riverbend School, the covered area right behind it, and the ball fields. Both courses are along the Brotherhood Bridge Trail. The runners take one direction, the walkers take the other and go around Brotherhood Bridge Trail, through the parking lot and through Vintage Park and make their way back to Riverbend School.
Now, are you two both runners?
No, I'm not a runner myself.
I'm a former runner.
Do you plan to walk or participate in the race itself, or are you guys going to be busy with organizing?
We'll be busy organizing. Yeah. We were just talking about how many loose ends. There's just so many moving parts in an event like this. You think, oh, everybody shows up, people run one direction, walk another, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes. We're real fortunate with this event, with the level of volunteers we have. And I think I'll just throw out there, and we can repeat this a couple times. The event is this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, at Riverbend School in the covered area. And I'm sorry I don't know the new name of Riverbend School. I will commit that to memory for next year. But yeah, so long before 9 o'clock, we get there and we're setting up registration tables. And we have LG Rayfield, the CPA firm, comes and helps us coordinate registration. And we'll have big T-shirt tables set up for people who've pre-registered to just come snag their shirts and get ready to go. And those volunteers are the radiology department from Bartlett Hospital. And then the Juneau Trail and Road Runners manage the runners and walkers. So we do have a great core of volunteers to thank. But once all the runners and walkers take off, we convert those tables then to free socks provided by NAO. Everyone who participates gets to pick up a really nice pair of socks donated by NAO. And we have tons of door prizes donated by many businesses in town. And so while everyone's out either running or walking, we draw names from all the entries.
Oh, cool.
And you come in on a whiteboard. If you see your name on that whiteboard, the bags will all be numbered and you can grab them. But even the most important door prize we have is we're going to give away one unrestricted round-trip Alaska Airlines ticket. But you better come back at the end of your race or walk because we're going to auction another one off.
Oh, okay.
So
one giveaway and one auction.
And one auction. Yeah, Sharon Gateman's going to come do an auction for us. There'll be the Alaska Airlines ticket and a couple of quilts.
Wow. Well, you really had me at the socks, actually. Those are great giveaways, great door prizes. I'm sure you have a lot of good stuff, but I'm excited about the socks.
Yeah.
I don't always get, you know, so excited about the T-shirt sometimes, you know, it depends, but socks are very exciting.
The T-shirts are pretty popular. People come back just for the T-shirts, actually.
Do they?
Yeah, they're good quality.
They're long sleeve shirts, yeah.
Oh, long sleeves. Now that changes it.
Yeah.
It changes things.
Yeah.
I do like a good long sleeve shirt. And is it like cotton or?
Yeah,
cotton. Nice. Okay. Well, what's the significance of the Beat the Odds race for people who have had cancer or have cancer or loved ones with cancer?
Well, you know, it's different for everyone, I think. But we've seen family groups come together who are recently diagnosed, way out in survival, at all different stages of dealing. Some people come and will have a table with little red cutout hearts, and a lot of people walk in memory of someone they've lost to cancer. So it means something different, something special to everyone who participates. Just like Kim and I aren't cancer survivors, but have certainly been affected by it in our lives, and just about everybody has. So yeah, some people come walk and celebrate their cancer treatment's done, and they or their family member has survived, and sometimes they walk in memory.
What would you add to that, Kim?
Yeah, I think Ruth covered a lot of it. I would say most of the participants are repeat walkers or runners. We do see a lot of new ones. Like she said, maybe people that have recently discovered what Cancer Connection offers them, and they want to come out and show their support as well to give thanks to Cancer Connection. Sometimes groups of people will gather in support of somebody that may be recently diagnosed or somebody that's currently undergoing treatment, and just to show their support for their friend or family member. Just a variety of reasons. There's some groups of families that come out every year and get their photos taken with their Cancer Connection T-shirts. And yeah, there can be some tears shed, lots of happiness. It's a fun event. Like Ruth said, there's lots of door prizes, too, that makes, you know, people smile. And there's food and beverages, and it's just a great day. It's a great morning.
Do you guys have a favorite part of the race? I imagine you've been a part of many of these over the years. Is there a highlight for you, something you look forward to every year?
I just love seeing all of the people come together. There's usually between at least 300 people there. So it's a pretty good turnout. And Yeah, I see people. Sometimes it's the only time I see people all year, especially the first one we did in person after COVID last year. That was it was really heartwarming to gather again. Yeah, and even though we were kind of spread out because we were still social distancing more, which is how we came up with our new method for doing door prizes, which was popular. You still need to be present to win, but you don't have to wait for us to draw each name, so the congregation part of the event doesn't last quite as long.
Right.
But yeah. And so
I like that too. I love coming across the finish line and seeing that I've won something. That would be very fun.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many door prizes that it would, take an hour after the event to learn to see if you won a door prize. But this event is such a popular one and well supported by the community that even in 2020, when we couldn't get together and race and walk in person, we held it virtually where people can participate over a week's period, and our numbers were basically the same of participants.
Wow, that is a popular race. That is commitment.
That was the one year we did a short sleeve t-shirt because we didn't think we would have as many sponsors and enrollees, and so we had to save money. We heard about it. People wanted long sleeve shirts back. This is one event where the shirt's important.
Well, now I'm intrigued by the shirt. Yeah, I was interested in the socks, and now I want the shirt too. I might just have to sign up. Well, speaking of sign up, how do we register to run? It's this Saturday, right? This Saturday, 9 a.m. at Riverbend School, but you want people to register in advance.
So the easiest way is to go to cancerconnectionak.org, and the very first thing at the top of the web page right now is Beat the Odds. And you click on it and you register on the left of the page and be sure and scroll through the waiver requirements and hit submit. And then it's a separate process actually, but just to the right of that is you can pay through PayPal or just using your credit card through PayPal. We are accepting donations in person as well at NEO, the Alaska Club, both locations, and Pavitt's, but pre-registration is going to close at noon tomorrow, both online and in person, because that gives us time to create the lists we'll need for the morning. And then you can register day of race. We'll be there and set up an hour in advance, so you can just come in a little before 9 if you want to register in person the day of race. It is $5 more. It's $25 to pre-register, $30 day of race.
Got it. Is it kid-friendly, pet-friendly, all that?
Yes.
Well, it's kid-friendly, not necessarily pet-friendly.
Okay. Oh, right.
I mean, we do love dogs, but dogs are not encouraged to be, I think they're not allowed on the run.
Okay.
We don't encourage it to be on the walk either.
Yeah. There's some people that are just afraid of dogs, and not all dogs are on leashes sometimes.
Right.
So yeah, the dog, yeah.
They can be little trip hazards too.
Yeah. So
I know my
yeah,
dog
kids
can.
are definitely welcome, strollers as well.
That sounds great. So do you think all the Ironmen and women here locally have had enough time to recover so they can participate in this 5K?
Oh my gosh, I've seen some of those Ironmen out on the trails running already.
I'm sure they just don't stop. They
I think this course is a little too short for them.
Good one. Well, thank you again both so much for coming in today and talking about the Beat the Odds race. It does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know you'll have a great turnout. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
Should I just run through the list of sponsors to thank
Absolutely.
Them all?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm just going to read them right off the poster here. We have some of these people have supported this event for 30 years. This is a 31-plus year event. Valley Medical, Southeast Radiation Oncology, Hecla Greens Creek, Bill and Tony Schottenberg, Juno Radio Center, Let Every Woman Know, McDonald's, Super Bear, Wigwam Socks, LG Rayfeld, Juno Obstetrics and Gynecology, Alaska Airlines, Bartlett Hospital, Valley Paint Center, Alaska Outdoor Warehouse and Embroidery, Fox River is another sock supplier, NAO, Baxter Bruce and Sullivan, Solarad LLC, the radiologist, Printing Trade Company, Alaska Commercial Contractors, DeHarts, and Colleen Torrance.
That's awesome.
I also want to add, I apologize if Ruth already stated this, but pre-registration can also take place at Foggy Mountain. Oh, great. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. Foggy Mountain's closed on Wednesday and Thursday. That's
sorry,
why I didn't
I take
listen.
That back.
But thank you for remembering them. They're also a great supporter.
Okay. Next time, before you get there before they're closed, you can register with them.
Yeah.
I remembered something else I wanted to ask. Kim, you were awarded Volunteer of the Year from Cancer Connection. Is that right?
I was.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that because we have a few minutes. How did that feel?
Well, I was shocked, and I didn't feel deserving of it. So
Really?
I'm very thankful. Yeah.
Why do you feel like you didn't deserve it? You just told everybody how long you've been doing this.
I don't know.
It feels like nothing to her, but to me, as the chairperson of this race, it's always the scariest piece for me. Is are we going to have a race director? And you know, for 3 years in a row to have that same person show up, because none of us know how to do the run piece at all.
Yeah.
I remember one year, years ago, I did it myself and had to deal with all those little labels and getting everybody's time. And because it's part of the Juneau Trail and Road Runners official times, it's a big job and we're really grateful.
the reason that I can't walk it or run it, I mean, because we've got to time the race officially, and then we have to pull the bib tags and record the times and submit the times, and so there's a whole lot of detail work that way for the race anyway.
I see. So you're going to be working the whole time.
I'm going to be working, and then I'm hoping that the weather dries up because the ground is too wet for me to even mark the course. We use spray chalk.
Wow. Yeah. Well, today especially.
Oh, the forecast looks good.
It does.
It really
yeah.
does.
I the think forecast does happy. Look good. It's going to be a great day.
I'm sure you've run the race in all kinds of conditions, but you might get a break this weekend.
I think so.
Again, Beat the Odds race brought to you by the Cancer Connections this Saturday, August 20th, 9 a.m. starts at Riverbend School. And thanks so much to Ruth and Kim for being here and talking to us all about it. And thank you both for what you do. And thank you and congratulations on your award, Kim. I think it's a really big deal.
All right.
Thanks for coming in today.